The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. It is Tuesday, June 10th. 2025, and we'll start with, the introduction of the day. Aaron Rodgers, the long national nightmare, continues. This time, he's Pittsburgh's problem. He officially became a Steeler, one-year deal, and he spoke in front of the media, which is his favorite pastime, and we're all suckers. We're going to listen to every word that he says and analyze it three times till Sunday. Bart, let's start with Aaron Rodgers. And here is on how long it's going to take him to learn the offense.
Those are two different things. The offense, it's a lot of the similar terms from the Shanahan offense, so I got a lot of stuff already booked. There's a couple new words and different things formationally, but I'll have it figured out, you know, in a couple weeks probably.
I've got a few things to say about Aaron Rodgers. I want to hear more of what he had to say. The big news, I think, is... Well, there's two big news stories. One, he looks very old in that uniform. I don't know if it's the black or what. But this whole... He got married and didn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
And please be aware that I'm aware that some of the complaints I have about Aaron Rodgers are very unimportant. It is unimportant what I see and how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. But because I feel like I see him correctly, I feel like everybody looks at him a certain way, but I see the true Aaron Rodgers. And so I'm just trying to spread my gospel and get as many converts as I can. So I would like to, once again, rehash my favorite segment, nitpick Aaron Rodgers' personality. And I'll do that coming up.
I cannot wait. We have plenty of Rodgers audio to get to. While Rodgers is in the building, TJ Watt is not. He's not attending the Pittsburgh Steelers mandatory minicamp this week. He's entering the final year of his current contract. He also skipped voluntary OTAs earlier this offseason as, you know, obviously he's in the midst of trying to negotiate a new deal. Here's head coach Mike Tomlin talking about Watt's absence.
Certainly we'd like him to be here, but certainly not surprised by where we are. We've expressed the desire to get the business done. He has as well. And so we'll continue to work. We've been here before.
I wish there was some sort of clause in these contracts or in sports where this kind of stuff didn't happen, or maybe both sides were just better about preventing it from happening. It really is, I don't know if it's my least favorite, but it's certainly up there in terms of sports stories that we have the ability to cover. Guy holds out, you know, and then different cities from all over the country are thinking, what would it take for the Texans to trade for TJ Watt? You think we could get him? And then, you know, we're doing that. And then what usually happens is they come to an agreement and they work out a deal. And we just have to watch all of the negotiation play out in public. I don't think TJ Watt is going to hold out. I think he'll get signed, and I don't think he'll get traded. Same with Trey Hendrickson. You know, this is all boy crying wolf situation, and I'm not entertaining it. So, yeah, he wasn't there today. He'll get fined. And then the team's like, well, we'll waive the fine or we'll give you the fine back. This is just all part of the negotiation. And everybody else gets all excited that, oh, my favorite team, I get TJ Watt. You're not going to. He will be a Steeler this year and beyond.
Yeah, you mentioned those fines. If Watt misses all 3 days of minicamp, he's going to be subject to nearly 100 racks. That's 100K. That's 100 grand if you weren't familiar with any of my vernacular in fines. So that's a lot of money to try to sit out and get more money. Well, here's a guy that actually did show up. Kirk Cousins, he's at Atlanta Falcons mandatory minicamp despite asking for a trade earlier this offseason. Cousins is in the second year of his four-year, $180 million contract that he signed with the Falcons this past offseason. However, he lost his starting quarterback job to Michael Penix, who will presumptively be the starter coming into this season. And here is Cousins, despite the trade request and perhaps ill will, the courtesy of Fox 5, when he spoke with the media, he says he still wants the team to win.
Well, I think right now it's about, you know, the situation I'm in and being the best I can. And hopefully, you know, in February, we as an organization are holding up the Lombardi Trophy. And how we do that, you know, it's just more important as a team. We do that some way, somehow. So that's where the focus has to be, that we as an organization win the championship. And each one of us individually has to, you know, do our part in that to get there.
Still pretty wild he's on this team. But I don't know why he would say anything different. If you're Kirk Cousins, there's two scenarios that are going to happen. Somebody is going to have a quarterback injury and you're going to get traded. Or you might have to step in if something happens with Michael Penix. Now, he'll either get traded or he won't. But if he's sitting there pouting, then that's going to diminish the trade value for a team that wants you, and then they might not want you, so then you might never get to play. And then if you're going to sit there and pout and be a bad teammate, by the time you have to go in and spot start or even pick up a few games, you know, the team's not going to be able to rally around you. So he's doing everything right. The Falcons seem to think that they're smarter than everybody else here, that they're going to play this card, this Kirk Cousins card, at the perfect time. What will probably happen is somebody will get hurt and they'll say, can you give us Kirk Cousins? And Atlanta will be like, yeah, for a third. And they'll be like, how about for like a sixth? And that's probably what's going to go down at some point this season.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Saints haven't gone in on it, but the Saints also don't have any flexibility. They're in cap hell. Let's go to Houston. Let's go to CJ Stroud. We spoke on a Bulletin Blitz a couple of nights ago in regards to CJ Stroud's like shoulder. His head coach was asked, DeMeco Ryans, if he had surgery. He says CJ Stroud looks good. Well, we finally get to hear from CJ Stroud himself. Here he is talking about his shoulder, as well as the fact that he's been able to work everything out in the offseason and is in the best shape he's ever been.
Yeah, I mean, I was already throwing, you know, before you guys see me out there pretty normally. I think y'all don't have much to talk about. So y'all just, everything is blown up in all season. So I'm fine, man. I'm really okay. The goal was just to be bigger, faster, stronger, like every off season, but be more intentional about it. So have more fluidity in my hips, lose a couple pounds, run faster. And I got all those done. I think I PR'd on almost everything this off season, which has been really dope.
Great. Dope. Excellent. Yeah, we talked about the Texans a little bit last night. It's kind of their division to lose, although the fun fact that we found out was they've made the playoffs 8 different times. That's all come back-to-back years, and then the next year they're abysmal. So they've made the playoffs, and then they won 2 games, and then the other times they've won 4 games. So do we expect? I don't know that. I saw you wearing a sign that says, I'm Carlos Ortiz, and the Chiefs aren't going to make a playoffs this year. Should I maybe put one for me and the Texans? Because that might be, I'm just going where the math is. That might have to be my hot take.
Way to go out on a limb there, the Texans, so not making the playoffs. Whoa. Big spender, you.
Look at their division. Who's winning it from them? The Birmingham Stallions?
Oh, I was going to say the Jaguars, and then I realized how dumb that would sound. Well, we'll actually stay in that division in the AFC South. Again, quarterback news that we spoke about before in the Bulletin Blitz, Anthony Richardson, he's going to visit a surgeon. This might actually be really rough sledding for Anthony Richardson. Shane Steichen and his head coach with another update on his young quarterback.
There's no timetable on the return, but yeah, we're just gonna do his rehab, and once the doctor's clearing to throw, and we'll ease him back into it.
There was a report that he's going out to do like a second opinion, or
yeah, he went out to LA to get a second opinion. Yep.
Is that kind of standard? Or
yeah, I think a lot of guys get a lot of opinions for sure.
Yeah, I just feel like every time Richardson's been hurt, the Colts want him to stay hurt. Like I feel that whole organization regrets drafting him number 4 overall a few years ago. They want Daniel Jones to be the quarterback of that team. They wanted Joe Flacco last year, just he was really bad when he did take over. They don't believe in him. He needs a change of scenery. He needs to get the hell out of there. It's the Bart Winkler Show. We'll be back.